Jim, you were mentioning the situation in Japan. Why is it that we're not hearing much information about the radiation spill from that Fukushima plant?
Well, I'm sure because they do not want to panic the public, and I'm in total agreement with that. But I also have to say that if there's a danger, I would much prefer to hear about it so I can maybe take some precautions rather than just live in la-la land, because the leadership and their control over the mass media has decided for me that I don't need to hear about things like that. Chernobyl has just been a disaster, and yet Chernobyl only leaked radiation for about 10 days
before
they got it all sealed off. Those reactors over in Japan, where, by the way, they're still anticipating further shock and problems, are still spewing with no end in sight. In fact, the latest is they think that some of the rods have actually melted down. But let me explain this, because I think the reason you're not hearing about this is because of several things. I think mostly it's because the nuclear industry doesn't want everybody to know how bad this is, or we would be doing like Germany's doing and just ordering all nuclear plants shut down. And that would be a loss of money to the big guys that own the media, so they're not going to talk about it. That's why they've also, apparently, from what I understand, closed down any kind of government air monitoring. They have briefly spoken a little bit about iodine radiation, mm-hmm. but you don't hear anything about plutonium or cesium or some of this.
Or the food supply.
Yeah, or the food supply, although the tainted milk has already turned up on the West Coast in California. But the problem, George, is that to try to tell somebody whether or not you're in danger, you have to know how much radiation they've received, what kind of radiation it is, did they receive it as fallout on their skin, or have they taken it internally, which is a much worse scenario. And then you get to the thing that apparently, from what I know, it's an individual thing. If you and I get the same dose of radiation and your immunization system is pretty strong and you may be able to resist the effects of it and just go on, but if my immunization system is pretty low, then it may certainly cause cancer,
sure,
other problems with me. So, in other words, you can't just say it's going to do this, because it's all going to be different. And depending, you know, you could live 5 miles from me, and you might get into a wind pattern that would carry you much more radiation than I'm going to get. I think that's a big problem right there, is that they cannot really quantify it or qualify it. But I think the main thing is that they just want our minds off of it, so we don't start thinking, well, gee, maybe I better start buying a Geiger counter and checking the milk every time I go to the store. And also, it's a slow process. There, years after the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, people were dying from bomb-related cancers. And I venture to say that in 10 years, 20 years, the cancer rate's going to just go through the ceiling. But, of course, by that time, we'll have a whole new generation in. And since they're not talking about it now, they won't be talking about it then. And, oh, well, gee, he just got cancer. And they're not going to connect it to this radiation release that we're experiencing right now.
Right. No, I agree with you on that. And they will be so far removed from this episode, they'll never connect it.
Right. And unfortunately, see, that's why we don't have a cure for cancer, because there's more people making a living off of cancer than are dying from it.
They lose billions if there's a cure.
Billions, absolutely. And it's the old journalist adage, follow the money.
Meanwhile, you've got a doctor in Italy simply using sodium bicarbonate,
right,
to wipe out and eradicate the tumors.
Right. But, hey, wait a minute, George. If they do that, how are they going to make their billions off that god-awful chemotherapy?
Well, the only way you can do it, I guess, is to make sodium bicarbonate a prescription.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to have a hard time with that. Although they're trying to do everything else, Codex Alimentarius there has already pushed through in Europe, and they're now working to try to tie us into the European standards, which means they're going to try to push that under probably a different name here through our Congress under some sort of a drug safety, food safety act. And they've been working on this for a long time, and up till now there's been enough opposition, but it, you know, they're wearing it down, and time goes by, people forget. They'll finally push it through. And what I'm getting at is, if they ever get this through and they're working on it, you're going to have to go and pay for a doctor's call to get a prescription so you can get some vitamins.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they want. They want to control it and make the money.
Yeah, exactly. And this, you know, it's the antithesis of the idea of freedom. I mean, you know, they talk a lot about democracy, but I'd rather talk about freedom. Why can't we be free? Why can't we just be free to do the things we want to do? And by the way, before it slips my mind again, we need to talk again in maybe a month and a half or 2 months, because my book, The $1 trillion Conspiracy, will be coming out again in a soft cover edition. And in there is a 20-25 page updated forward that brings everything right on up to date, I guess, except with the Japan situation and with Osama. Right. But one of the things, I'll give you a little foretaste. For how many years now, our government has told us that marijuana is bad and we've got to make it illegal. Never mind the best, you know, hemp is the best source of paper and clothing.
And it could be a fuel, too.
And fuel. But no, we can't have that because it's a terrible drug, even though by every study that's ever been done, there has been absolutely no deaths from overdose of marijuana. None, zero, nada, okay? But now the reason I bring this up is because even some states now have, passed laws legalizing medical marijuana, and yet the federal government still goes in and arrests people and bust the medical marijuana stores and everything else. Now, how's this for hypocrisy? Because what you're going to read in my new updated $1 trillion conspiracy is the fact that some years ago, the federal government obtained a patent on medical marijuana. So I guess Jeez. They're just waiting until they can get a total monopoly on it.
Right. They've already told the states that are, you know, been working on medicinal marijuana, hey, stop it. Not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And yet they turn around and get a patent on medical marijuana. And in the patent it says this would alleviate a lot of the problems associated with Alzheimer's and with cancer and, various and sundry other diseases.